Have you ever heard of the Hallel Psalms? Maybe you have, because they're among the most popular since they're often sung at festivals. Hi, I'm Lucas Kitchen with the Grace Evangelical Society, and this is Grace in Focus. Today, we're looking at the Psalms, but we're taking a special approach. We're looking at various categories of Psalms, and today, the category is Hallel. We'll learn more about what that means from our special guest, David Renfro. Here's Bob Wilkins, Sean Lazar, and David Renfro with Grace in Focus.
Well, thanks for tuning into the show. We are going through the Psalms with David Renfro, guest in our studio. Thank you very much for being with us. We've really enjoyed having you.
Yes.
Glad to be here.
We've been going over the different categories of Psalms. I bet this is new information for most people. Most people, when they open up their Bible, the Psalms are kind of in the middle, so you'll probably open up to the Psalms anyways. And you just kind of read it one at a time and maybe one even verse at a time, and you don't really think about how the Psalms are structured, and you don't really think about how there's actually different categories of Psalms. So this has been very enlightening. I encourage you to listen to previous episodes. So very interesting. Now, today, we're going to go over Hallel Psalms, and I have no idea what that means. I know what a praise psalm is. What is a Hallel Psalm?
This is one of those types of Psalms that is sung at festivals. Hallel is, of course, we know the hallelujah. And so Hallel is the hallelujah. Actually, keep in mind, most people probably don't know this, that don't know Hebrew. Hallelujah really is two Hebrew words, hallelujah. And hallelujah means praise or shout, give a ringing cry to. It's the idea of that kind of praise. And then Yah is a shortened name for Yahweh, which is the Hebrew name for the covenant God of Israel that was given to Moses back in Exodus 6.
So a Hallel psalm
is a praise psalm.
Is a praise psalm.
Yeah.
Okay,
but it was
good.
Specifically used at the great festivals, especially the big festivals of Israel, the Passover, Pentecost, and the Festival of Tabernacles.
But these are a little bit different than the descriptive praise,
yes,
or the declarative praise.
Right. These are psalms. Yes, they are praise psalms, and they have descriptive and declarative elements in them.
Let me stop you right there, because just to recap, so a descriptive praise, when you're praising God descriptively, you're praising him for who he is.
Correct.
That he is great and powerful and
omniscient.
He's merciful and he's omniscient. Declarative praise is you're praising God for what he has done.
Correct.
So you're saying, God, you saved me out of this trouble. You have provided this for me. You have... He's done something concretely, and you're praising him for that. Now, what is this third category?
This category of psalms is really designed to be used at the major festivals in the celebration in Israel, back in David's day, Solomon's day, and so on.
So what makes it different is the occasion.
The occasion, primarily. Like I say, there are descriptive and declarative elements in these psalms. It's not like, you know, there's a... brick wall between these categories. There's elements of each one, a lot of them. The major difference in the categories is the emphasis. Like lament psalms always have an element of praise.
Right.
In other words, and that's what I mentioned before, you know, you may, in our prayer, we should always praise the Lord, even if we're in the depths of despair.
Right.
And we're calling out to the Lord to save me. In fact, my recommendation is we start our prayer with praise. Lord, yes. you are the one that can get me out of this. You, to use the words of the psalmist, if you can smash the heads of Leviathan, you can get me out of this.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, if you can deliver 2 million people out of the throes of the most powerful country in the world without the Israelites having to fire a shot, I can deliver you.
Right.
And that's the message of Exodus, in my opinion.
Right. So this is like, is this like Christmas music?
In a way.
Is this like the songs that you sing at Christmas? This is a song that you sing on these festivals.
Well, let me give you an example. Psalms 113, 114, and this one we're going to talk about, 118, are all Hallel psalms. And it's probable, we don't know this for sure, but it's probable, but since our Lord and the disciples celebrated Passover, it's probable that they sang Psalm 118.
Oh, wow.
On the night he was betrayed.
On the night, and the other Passover celebrations before that last night.
Wow.
So it's, you know, this was a tradition that these Hallel Psalms, like I say, 113, 114, 118, for example, would be sung at these great festivals, these great celebrations, such as Passover. In fact, the early church used these same psalms to be sung at Easter.
Oh,
and
wow.
So I guess we shouldn't we make a call out to the audience that why don't you take Psalms 113, 114, and 118 and put them to song?
There
so
you go.
We can sing them in our churches around Easter time.
And by the way, what I really like, too, we're picking Psalm 118 for this episode. It's smack dab in the middle between the shortest chapter in the Bible, Psalm 117, the longest chapter in the Bible, Psalm 119. And as Sean said, the Psalms are the middle of the Bible, and the middle of the Psalms, in terms of right the smack dab in the middle of the Old Testament, is Psalm 118. I can't remember what verse, but isn't it in Psalm 118?
It's somewhere around there. Yeah, I can't remember. Yeah. But see, the main thing I'm trying to point out here is the significance of these Hallel Psalms. They were songs of celebration at festivals.
So I could see that being important for the life of the church today, where we come together to worship and just celebrate certain things.
Right. We're not asking the Lord for anything.
Yeah.
You know, we're not petitioning Him. We are simply celebrating Him. And you could add the description and declare, we celebrate Him for both, who He is and what He does.
Right.
But we celebrate it at these specific occasions. And we Christians have specific occasions as well. Easter, which I'm starting to hate that name. I like to call it Resurrection Day.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, we have Christmas. But we, you know, there should be psalms and take the words of the psalms from the Bible, set them to some melody that we all like here in our culture, and sing those. And that becomes a tradition.
Right.
Well, David, I have a note in my Bible. I think you spoke on this at Victor Street Bible Chapel, and the note indicates that the first four verses are antiphonal. What does antiphonal mean?
It means that the speaker says something and the congregation responds.
So how would that work in the first four verses?
Well, in the first four verses, there's the notice the call, "Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for He is good, for His mercy endures forever."
So the "Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for He is good," that's the speaker?
Yeah.
And then the "For His mercy endures forever," that's the whole worshiping community?
Right. And see, that last phrase, "For His mercy endures forever," notice how that is repeated in verse 2, verse 3, verse 4, and so on. In fact, it's at the very end of the, look at the very last verse of 118.
Verse 29, yeah.
Verse 29 is a carbon copy of verse 1.
Okay.
It's like he encloses this whole psalm in that right. one theme that we are to give thanks to the Lord for he, oh, by the way, there's those words, give thanks.
Right.
Remember what give thanks, it's coming.
Todah.
Yeah. And todah.
From
Yada, which means to know. And the idea is to give thanks does not mean thank you.
Right.
When the psalmist says give thanks here, he's not saying, oh, thank you, thank you. That's what we're supposed to do.
Oh, so what
There's
is he saying?
Well, it means that we acknowledge him as the giver of all things. We are that he is the giver of all of our sustenance, that he sustains us. He protects, provides, and delivers us.
So it's not like when I force my kids to say thank you, and they say thank you, and they walk away.
Yeah.
This is a little more intentional.
Well, if you're, in this case, instead of saying thank you, they would have to say, Dad, you're such a dude. No, or
Daddy, you're so handsome.
You're the,
and good,
you're the greatest.
And a good provider.
You're
and
the
this is such a.
But see,
I really love my
In
toy.
A way, that it's silly, but that is an illustration. Instead of saying thank you, say, Father, you are the greatest.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I mean?
Yeah.
And that's, let me be real clear. There's nothing wrong with saying, thank you, Lord.
Right.
But that's not the biblical concept of giving thanks. I just want to make sure.
Yeah.
Giving thanks in the Psalms means you acknowledge him for who he is and what he does.
And so you have, at least in Psalm 118, almost like a responsive kind of reading that you might find in more liturgical churches today.
They do that. In a lot of liturgical churches, the person that's doing the service will have, like, a praise the Lord, and then the congregation responds
right.
with some sort of text, maybe probably from the Psalms itself.
Sure.
So this is one of those kinds of Psalms where the people get involved in great detail in praising the Lord at these festivals.
So this isn't, I think we mentioned before, like, a lot of worship today is very spectator worship. You know, the people in the pews aren't doing anything. You know, they're just watching the people on stage, the professionals on stage.
Right.
And they're not really participating. And we've mentioned before that these psalms kind of definitely presuppose there's audience participation, congregation participation.
Right.
Look, by the way, at 22 through 25, I mean, these are key verses repeated in the New Testament.
Right.
All right, so it's messianic. There's some messianic elements.
Well, look,
the
stone which the builder rejected has become the chief cornerstone. That's talking about Jesus.
That's right.
This was the Lord's doing. It is marvelous in our eyes. This is the day which the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. We sing that a lot. And then save now. What is that in Hebrew? What is save now?
The word save is Yeshua.
But I have written here Hosanna. Is this the same as
Hosanna,
what was said when he came into the triumphal entry?
Right. And Hosanna, which is, by the way, related in Hebrew to Yeshua. And that's why you see, that's why they're related. But Hosanna is two words. Hosanna really is two words in Hebrew.
Oh.
Na means now. And Hosanna, it's from Yeshua, means to save.
So that's why when they're saying Hosanna to God in the highest at the triumphal entry, they're saying save now. They wanted the Messiah king to establish his kingdom right then.
That's right. And see, in this particular psalm, in the bulk of the psalm 5 through 18, there is an incident that happened. And the Lord delivered them out of this incident. And so at the festival, they recall the incident and praise the Lord and give all this, the idea that his mercy endures forever. That's the theme of it. His mercy never ends. Mm. His mercy is boundless to you and me and to all the others.
Well, thank you, David. That was fantastic. I just love this Hallel Psalm and this Psalm 118. And as you have opportunity tonight, why don't you pull out your Bible and read Psalm 118 and use this in your worship of the Lord.
Thank you guys for that great discussion. Would you like to deepen your understanding of Scripture and the Christian life? Well, a great place to start is our website. It's faithalone.org. That's faithalone.org. We've got all kinds of free materials on the site available for you. One of those, which is extremely popular, is our magazine, Grace in Focus. It comes out 6 times a year. It's full color, easy to read, and people are really growing who read it. So come and get a subscription at faithalone.org. We would like to thank all of our financial partners who help us keep this show going. All gifts are tax deductible and very much appreciated. If you'd like to find out how you can be a financial partner, visit us at faithalone.org. We are so happy when we hear from listeners just like you. Maybe you've got a question, comment, or feedback. If so, please send us a message. Here's our email address. It's radio@faithalone.org. That's radio@faithalone.org. Did you know that there's a category of psalms called liturgical psalms? Well, that's what we're going to talk about on tomorrow's broadcast, so you don't want to miss that. I'm Lucas Kitchen with the Grace Evangelical Society, and until next time, let's keep grace in focus.